Rancor's Brothel presents Rot Black Sludge, a Morborgi scenario.
You suddenly feel powerless.
I mean, not powerless, but
well, in terms of in terms of magicka.
Since he was definitely gonna, like, you know.
Oh no, he was gonna command some shit for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's gone now. You can thank Scorv for that. As the demon just disappears.
F you.
Also, when you look down when you look down at the book, all the text is gone. It's just blank pages from here on out.
Yeah, I've seen this episode of Doctor Who. I get it. Carry on.
I drink the water in the vase.
As soon as you pick up the vase,
mm-hmm.
you hear rattling as the skeletons stand. Again, welcome to Morborgi. Roll a d6. You guys get to go first this round.
Negative 3. I've rolled ones on both
six.
Of mine.
Ugh.
Oh, I should turn off.
Troy?
At agility, right?
Yes.
11.
Jesus Christ.
What?
At least I wrote it in the right order.
You rolled a d6 and got 11?
Oh. No.
Did you roll a d20?
8.
Either way, you still get to go first this round. Let me erase a few things. Hang on.
Like, no goddamn
way. Skeleton 1, skeleton 2, skeleton 3. I'm going to assume because of what just happened, you're right at the door. Directly to your right would be at least one skeleton. The other two are on the other bed, probably closer to Tung. As they stand, the two skeletons that jump up from the same bed are unarmed. The skeleton that stands up next to Ulrich is carrying a jagged-looking scimitar. You may act first, Troy.
I will swing. That's a cracked eye. 15, 16.
Yep. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Foe. I don't add anything to the damage, right?
No, it's a straight die roll. It staggers pretty good. Cody.
Interesting.
I will attack it with a sword.
Which one are you attacking? The one he has hit? Or the one of the other two?
Sword of damage is a skeleton.
One of the unarmed ones.
Okay, we'll call it two.
Three to get to the bone, five to get through it.
Rolled a 19.
Hits.
D6 with my sword. I sword it right in the bones for 6 points of damage.
That one falls to pieces. Sure.
I cleave right through its
dusty bone.
I'll
attack one of the ones next to me. I assume the only one that's still there.
One of, yeah. So skeleton 3, we'll call it.
Yep.
It's not great.
Nope. World 6.
You miss.
Yep.
You did not epically fail, which is good, but you missed. It is now on them. The one with the jagged sword looks at Troy. Please roll to defend. It is with your agility.
Deal. Six.
It hits you. It has the scimitar as a d4. 1 point of damage. Do you have armor?
I have armor and a shield.
It deflects then. I will just go ahead and say you take no damage, but it
clangs.
Yeah, it clangs.
Scimitar slashes across your chest, but does not break the metal.
Second one comes at, we'll call it Schroeder, since Schroeder attacked it.
It has no arms, though. You're fine. That beats the DR12 on the flat roll, unless you got a minus.
What's a minus, bud?
11.
It hits you.
It's unfortunate, Matt.
It is not. It doesn't list the unarmed. I believe unarmed combat is a D4. Though.
How does it hit him if it doesn't have any arms?
It's slapping with a weapon.
It's fine.
D4. It's one.
I've got armor.
It slaps you. Does nothing.
Cool.
It tickles your fancy.
It top of the order. Shoulder rotator cuff bumps into you.
Yep. Top of the order, Troy.
17, 18.
Do your damage. Same one, I assume?
Yeah.
I'm just going to be the most worthless Four. Character. It Troy's is dead. Wreck everything.
That one drops. Go ahead, short. All right, Cody.
15.
Roll your damage to Skeleton 3.
Skeleton 3 takes 3 points of swording.
It kind of rattles, and it doesn't really make noise. It doesn't really, like, shriek, but you kind of assume if it could scream, it screamed.
Oh!
Hey, I hit!
What'd you roll?
18.
With? Yep, that does it.
You did roll an 18, but you know what I mean.
I rolled 17 plus 1.
Oh.
God damn.
He's got a fucking plus 1, man.
1.
1 damage. Fucker's still standing.
Negativity. Fuck my roll.
Fucker's still standing. This time it'll turn to Cody. Cody rolled to defend.
Why would I use an omen? Why don't you use yours?
Sorry, score.
Nat 20 on my defense.
Ooh, that is a different thing.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. And your negativity. Hand me a Girl Scout cookie.
You get a free attack.
You not only do you defend, you evade and get a free attack.
I roll a 14 on my
Hits.
Free attack.
Roll the damage. Please roll at least two. Please roll at least 2 damage.
Nope, 1.
It's still standing.
That's because I'm too busy showing off the flare as I block the unarmed attack shoulder thrust from the guy with no arms, and then give Tung un finger while stabbing it.
Yeah, you nick its shoulder blade or something. Troy.
Part of me just wants to stand here and watch you guys fuck around with these skeletons you can't seem to handle.
You may skip your turn if you wish.
We have killed the same number of skeletons.
Yeah, the two of you have killed the same number of skeletons.
No, you and I have killed the same number of skeletons.
But who killed the guard?
I'm rolling the wrong thing. 17.
Hits.
There's
no way you can't kill it.
There's only one, right?
There's only one health point left.
Full 8.
You fucking annihilate that thing. It explodes into a pile of bones.
I would like to pick up the scimitar.
You have a scimitar. It does D6 damage.
Nice.
It is described as jagged. Does not necessitate whether or not it's rusted out or anything. I would just assume it's got a jagged edge.
I call this my little pill.
There you go.
Troy hasn't rolled below like a 12 on a strength attack roll.
That's not correct.
Would you like to do anything else?
I rolled a 4 earlier.
Oh.
Would you like to do anything else in this fun little
room? I'm going to break the fucking vase because I'm vindictive.
You shatter a vase.
Yeah.
There wasn't
anything else besides lamps in this room, right? Besides the...
Yeah.
There's books.
Mm-hmm. You want to look at some books? They're real cool.
No. Are there...
I'm going to look at a book and get my magic back.
Maybe. Yeah. Give it a shot.
I'm going to fucking try.
Would you like to pull, if you want to pull a book, pull a book.
I'm pulling a book.
Roll a d4.
You do you, boo-boo.
2. I'm pretty sure it's the same thing again.
I'm ready an attack.
You open this book. As you read it, you kind of get a little lightheaded. For the next half an hour, you gain DR plus 2 on presence and agility tests. Does not give you your power back.
Just keep trying. One of those books has got to do it.
But
right.
Hey, your like defense is good. Plus 2, right?
So no.
Yeah, it's plus 2 to your DR check.
Got you.
So that leaves door in the dining room.
Yeah.
Boss door. Stairs. Am I missing any other doors, Lucas? Is there another door in the kitchen shitty smell room?
In the dining room, there is one door that is on the northwest side facing north.
Yeah, I know that one.
In the what they're calling the guard room that those guys came out of, there is a stairwell heading downward a little bit.
I got that.
And there is another western iron door you have not entered.
All right. So dining room, downstairs, boss door.
Let's do the dining room.
So you want to go through the door to the north that is within the dining room.
Correct.
I think that's fair.
Okay. You are correct, sir.
Yes. Hi-yo.
This appears to be a corridor of some sort. It is dark and cold. You do see light at the end of the corridor.
I am carrying a torch.
And that's fine. Beyond your torch light, we'll just presume that it works the same as D&D. What is that? 20? Is it 10-20? 20-20?
It's
light dim?
2020.
2020?
Or it's 30-30, depending on the light source.
I don't recall. It's been
a
while.
I think a torch is 20.
I think it's 2020. Either way, at some point it gets dim. In the distance, you do see some light. It is, let's say, a 10-foot-wide corridor heading north. There are paintings on the walls. They appear to be landscapes. Bland, landscapes. To the north, you do see some light. Directly to your east is another iron door. You hear scratching noises beyond that door.
The boss door?
Well, that's your presumption, but...
I'm just picturing a big red door from Super Mario World.
But the assumption is that the iron door we've seen and the iron door we're seeing now kind of may enter into the same vicinity.
It's a fair assumption, sure. Okay.
Do you have a knife?
I have a scimitar. It's a big
knife. Get a free scimitar.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
It's a curved dragon knife.
I'm going to take a painting off the wall.
Okay.
And is the frame wooden?
It's ornate, but it's wooden. Yeah.
I begin to break the frame.
You break a frame.
And I roll up the painting and I stick it in my pocket.
Okay.
Proceed to the next painting to do the same thing.
Okay.
I owe people a lot of money.
Yeah.
The paintings are roughly 10 feet apart as you go down. They are on the western wall.
They're only on the western wall?
Yes.
And how long is this corridor?
It's a very good question. At some point, it does go dark before you see light beyond that.
Okay.
Roll me presence to get an estimate.
8.
Yeah, you're not quite sure.
But we know it's at least 40 feet because of our light source.
Yeah, you'd say it goes a little beyond 40 feet for sure.
I'm legitimately going to collect these paintings, so... Because I presume they're worth money.
What are the two of you doing as he is collecting paintings? Are you just standing behind him? Are you following him?
No, I would be walking towards the light source.
Okay. What about you?
I would follow.
Sure. So the two of you walk towards the light source.
So far, 10 for how?
Cody. Sworn.
Scurf.
Just write it down.
That's it. I did write it down. I didn't look at it. Scurf. The two of you go beyond Scorv, and as you do, you hear Scorv shout. Scorv, give me a DR-14 presence check.
That'll probably go well. I rolled a 14.
You just managed to jump to the side as the floor below you opens up when you pull this painting off of the wall.
Do I keep a hold of the painting?
Sure.
That's all that matters.
But you do see darkness below you.
I hold my torch over it and look down.
There is a floor to it. It is not terribly far. We'll call it 6 feet.
6 feet is easy.
Angular lines are visible on the floor.
What the f*** does that mean?
I don't know. I'm reading that out of the book. Angular lines are visible on the floor.
I drop the torch down to have it land on the floor.
Okay. There's a torch on the floor. It's lit. It's about wide enough for one person.
I will lay down and duck my head in to see what this is.
We'll say that you jumped to the north side of the pit when you look down and you look to your right. There appears to be a tunnel that goes that direction. There appeared to be no spikes or anything at the bottom of this, if that's what you're looking for.
Well, yes. I mean, most of the time when one pulls on a painting and they fall, typically there are spikes or some other sorts of traps.
No, absolutely. This game accounts for just falling damage in general, but yes.
Well, I know. There's a whole skill dedicated to falling.
Absolutely.
Of the 4 skills you have.
So you see a tunnel that heads west.
Well, I get the painting first.
You have it.
I owe people a shit ton of money.
You've got a painting that seems very old. The two of you, as you are looking through this tunnel, the two of you, you hear him shout. However, at the very end of this corridor, it does open up a little bit.
6 black dragons.
You wish.
No.
Oh, God. As you guys get to the end of the... Not to the end, but to the way where it opens up... You see another guard. This one is licking his lips with sharp teeth.
So it's a goblin shark?
No, it's a human. He just has very sharp teeth, and it's a little creepy. But we can roll initiative on it. I rolled a 6, therefore you go first. It is, as thus far, the two of you. He is occupied. 4.
0. Hey, no, I'm sorry, 1. 1.
Whoa!
1.
Troy, you see another guard. Is he carrying anything? Hang on. He appears to have a short sword in hand and very sharp teeth.
17.
Hits.
Foe.
Still standing, but good damage.
4.
Does not hit. Troy, roll to defend. As you did the damage.
Almost was a nat 20. 13.
You managed to maneuver out of the way. Top of the order is Troy again.
Nat 20.
Excellent. It is double damage.
9.
That's going to outright kill him. Otherwise, the caveat, I believe, is his armor goes down a tier.
Right.
It does.
He was wearing armor, so your first hit didn't do as much as you thought it did. He drops. Sharp teeth, tongue hanging out of his mouth. There does appear to be a short sword sitting in front of you as well. Probably a little rusted.
I will look to Ting. Do you want this short sword?
Is there perks to having two weapons? Can we even use two weapons?
If you break one.
Yeah.
Sure, then I'll pick it up in case I break one.
Sure. This one appears to be very gaunt and weak. Scorv, you look back and you see your friends, companions.
Quit fucking around. There's a tunnel over here.
That's cool. There's more space over here.
As Ulrich fells another foe.
I'm going to corpse loot.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
16.
Nice.
51.
With a 16, you pick up something that just crumbles in your hands. It appears to be worthless. It literally says, the remains of something worthless crumbles in your hands. 51, you said?
Yeah.
61 was just silver. I don't see a
you
shop
You find
anywhere.
A black Kurgus dagger. It is 2d4 damage.
2d4?
Yeah. I don't know what Kurgus is, and that is with umlaut on a U, by the way.
As it should be.
I want to presume that it's maybe made of some kind of stone.
Okay.
So it's Kurgus?
Kurgus?
Kurgus, yeah. Somebody from Sweden, tweet us. What is Kurgus?
Or, I mean, you could literally take 5 seconds to fucking...
Not fucking doing it. That's what you find. What would you like to do now?
What? So this, you said this corridor is opening up, like it's becoming a bigger corridor, like a wider corridor, or is it opening up to a room?
Yes, forgive me. After you fell your foe, you realize there's a subtle hint of sulfur scent in this area. Violin music, again, much louder, though. 3 oil lamps hang from the ceiling in this area, and you see a rusty-looking pump of some kind. There's also a hatch in the floor. To the east, you see a hole in the wall. Not a hole large enough to walk through, but a hole large enough to peek through if you wish.
So does it go this way?
So it seems like Kyrgyz is an area in this world. It's a place.
Okay. That's something just from the lore I may not have read yet or recalled.
Because literally the first 3 results refer to Workborg.
Okay.
Did the tunnel go west?
The tunnel that you looked down, yes.
This is the corridor here. Yeah. How big was the hole in the wall that you kind of half described?
It's not large enough to walk through. It's large enough to peek ahead through, if you wish. And if you walk closer to it, the violin music does appear to grow louder.
Is it head height or crotch height or...
Probably head height. Okay. Yeah.
Do we see light coming from there?
It's more dimly lit than anything. Does not appear to have like a light source.
There's not like light coming from the other end of the hole.
Does not appear to be... Yeah, it does not appear as if there's like a brazier or a torch or a lamp.
Does it look like it like has depth to it?
Yeah. I mean, do you want to peek your head in there?
I don't want to put my head in the hole. I want to try and look down it with the light source.
Yeah, like how deep is this? Like, do we understand that this is like a 2-foot hole, that there's a room on the other side, or is this like like he was saying, a tunnel that you have to like that we'd actually crawl through?
There appears to be a room on the other side of this for sure.
I mean, are we talking like there's 5 feet from the end of this hole to the hole in the other room, Or are we talking like, is it as far as the light will go, we can see that there's a tunnel?
Well, no, there's not a tunnel. He's seeing the tunnel. That's a different space.
What I'm saying, okay.
Is the hole in this wall a short distance or a long distance?
Or is it literally just like a hole in a block wall where it's like
gotcha.
A foot deep?
No, you can see through into another room if you were to give a depth to the block, maybe like 2 feet.
Okay.
Like the 2 foot thick
wall.
But
we're not seeing a door leading to said room from our location. All we see is a hatch in the middle of the floor.
There's a hatch on the floor, and there's a hole in the wall.
Okay.
Is there a handle?
On the hatch?
Yeah.
Like, can it be opened from up here?
Yeah.
Yes.
I will...
You also have a companion that is telling you there's a tunnel below.
Yeah, I know.
Secret tunnel might be better. Less booby-trapped.
You guys are investigating your glory hole. Please continue.
I will raise up the hatch just a little bit. Do I hear... Or see like light coming from there at all or anything like that? Or
knowing how everything's been booby-trapped, I will step 5 or 10 feet away from him. And not in shot from the hole in the other wall.
Only the penitent man will pass, Troy.
You definitely see light down there appears to be flickering as if from fire. Not directly below you, but somewhere within the room.
Is there a ladder down?
Yeah, step ladder.
Okay.
Give me presence check. Since you're sticking your head down there.
Fifth.
Okay.
But that's it for this room. There's a hatch and a hole in the wall.
There's a pump.
There's a pump.
No, yeah. You're down the hatch. Is what you're
talking
about?
In this area, there is a pump that appears to be dripping some kind of liquid.
Oh.
You can just smell the liquid.
Water.
Thank you, Helen Keller. So many reasons this game is gonna get banned.
Banned by what?
Is this like a hand pump? Like that you would see like to pump water out of?
Yes, absolutely. Like on a farm. Yes.
Oh yeah. Walk up to it and sort of smell. Do I smell anything funky?
Because you said
have a smell?
You said we smelled sulfur down here, right?
Well, the room itself kind of has a sulfuric scent to it. The water doesn't have a scent to it. It's a little muddy looking, but aside from that, it doesn't seem to have a like a gross smell.
Okay. I'll take a pump on it. Like a couple up and downs.
It fills up a small basin below it. It looks like a rectangular basin from the image. You know, you probably get a few inches of water in there from two pumps. If you go further, it'll fill up further.
Is there like a hole or anything in this basin? Or a,
no.
Just a something no. to catch water in?
Just catching water. Doesn't have a drain of any kind.
Okay.
Well, you want to group up before we make any other major decisions?
Yeah, I suppose. Go talk to... Scurvy Dervy.
How dare you use my proper name?
So we found a room with a hatch and a hole in the wall and a water pump.
That's like four things telling us to go down. Like every room apparently has a way into the goddamn basement.
Yeah.
This one just seems to be the only one that's secret.
Yeah, no, that's one of the reasons why, of all things, I'm most interested in the tunnel I found, because it goes in the opposite direction of fucking everything else.
Yeah.
There's a fair point.
Let's do it.
All right.
How are you getting down?
It's 6 feet.
6 feet. You slide over the side and hold on and go like this.
Okay.
As someone who has fallen from 6 feet, falling from 6 feet and taking damage is bullshit.
That's fair.
I'm just going to throw it out there. If you said 10 feet...
Now, if you're falling head first... And you got put your hands down and don't roll well, maybe you'll fracture a wrist. But other than that,
yeah, you may get a little like
eat my ass as I'm dropping down the wall, down the side of the wall.
Going back to theater, I threw myself off of some 6 foot platforms. It's not smart, but it's doable.
But yeah, the whole just lowering yourself off the edge, like
okay. I mean, we got somebody down there who can support us as we come over the side.
Yeah, I jump onto Scurve.
You drop down.
People's elbow over the side.
A tunnel.
By God, there's people in that corridor.
As you drop down, you hear what appear to be voices emanating from above you, singing in a minor key. Slightly different than your initial violin sound. The passage to the west is tight. You'll have to squeeze
tight. Tight like a tiger.
Large, awkward things will not fit, including... heavy armor. If you're wearing it, you must take it off to fit through.
You guys have a good one.
This is your tunnel, dude.
You can take it off and walk through and put it back on. Aside from that, you must take it off. You are also in a tunnel, kind of not a great way to get back up.
It's 6 feet.
Is it?
Yes, you said so. We have it on tape.
Weird that.
No, one of the reasons why I eventually want to go down is that this entire goddamn game is keeping encouraging us to go down, so let's go down and see what it is.
I'm just reading the fucking book. This is how the place is built.
The book says, wink awkwardly at your players and say, is it? In a high-pitched voice.
I don't think he can read.
I can't.
I think he's just making it up.
It's all in my head.
It's got to be really hard from a very basic map to decipher.
I'm not even reading the same scenario. I turn to a new scenario.
You're holding the book upside down.
Shut up.
I'll take the armor off and we'll crawl through your goddamn snake hole.
Okay. I forgot you are actually wearing heavy armor, are you?
Dude,
you
I am.
Fuckery.
Heavy armor just appears to be a bit too wide because of the plate.
Oh.
Yes.
The stairs that we had going down, that we saw going down earlier in that room.
From the guard room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The music was coming from there as well? Or louder?
It appeared to be a little bit louder as if you were closer to it, okay. Yes.
Just trying to understand.
It doesn't make sense because it's clear on the other side. It's fine.
At that hole, I want to backtrack just a little bit. When you investigated the hole.
Yeah.
Did you or did you not put your head through it?
I did not. I looked through it.
It was much louder through that hole.
Yeah, you said the music increased, but not through the hatch.
Just want to not the hatch.
Yeah,
the hole. Just want to confirm whether or not you actually looked through.
No, okay. I got up to the wall and just
yeah,
you know,
beautiful music though, hauntingly beautiful.
It's Dracula playing a violin like in Castlevania 64.
Nice.
Sounds like more than one violin, even. Once you get down there, there does appear to be an east and a west.
How, if we're traveling west?
I do apologize.
Okay.
There is an east and a west to this tunnel. That is me not reading the tunnel properly.
Okay.
So now that we're down here, it goes
I will
back
backtrack. There is an east and a west to this tunnel.
Are they both tight squeezes?
They are.
But let's go west because that takes us further away from everything else we know, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. You go west into what appears to be a hot, stuffy but pleasant, sweet-smelling area. Oil lamps hang from chains on the ceiling, and you see a glass-walled room with plants inside. Palms, cacti, and flowers grow rampantly. Behind the glass, dim moonlight is visible, although you are inside an enclosed space. There is a path slightly north that appears to lead to some sort of campfire. And you can see some figures sitting there.
Oi!
I was thinking the exact same thing.
It's amazing I could just look at Troy after a number of years and realize he's just going to scream something obnoxious.
One figure kind of turns slightly as if acknowledging the sound, but does not look at you and looks back to the fire.
Can we open a door to this greenhouse? Is there any door or is it just a glass wall?
It is a glass-walled room. Presumably, it does have an open door. There is no door listed. I would say you can just walk in and out of it as if it were just a nursery of some kind.
Got it. Are there any sweet plants? Any hot redheads?
A plant nursery for anyone who does not know what a nursery is.
It's where the babies are.
It's also where the plants grow, for people who don't realize there's a difference.
Yeah, but you said moonlight, and you made it seem like there was some sort of ethereal thing going on, so I did not assume that this would have had any kind of opening to it.
Strange, though.
You walk in, and it's just an LED.
Yeah, when you walk in...
it's the little misters that they've got to grow the plants, kind of make it a little...
If you walk in to we'll just call it greenhouse, yeah, it's like there's a moonlight interior rather than a sunlight interior. But inside the cavern outside of this room, it's lit by a campfire not far off.
Okay.
It's just sweet LED lights. Look dope. They have the moonlight effect.
Yeah. You don't see a moon. You don't see light bulbs. It's weird. It's just got that weird moonlight glint. Palm trees and cacti and strangeness.
Is it all strange or is anything recognizable?
There's poison ivy right there.
Flowers and trees. I mean, yeah. I mean, you see things that are recognizable. You also see plants that don't seem to fit here. In the world that you know.
Pull out that map. What was that plant?
It's not exactly a tropical place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pull up the map. Do I see any correlation between the plant life I'm seeing on the map?
No, not at all. The map doesn't, like, show plant life. It's literally a...
I remember a very specific sentence that you had said about...
It's called Lucas's vamping, and Lucas has now forgotten what he vamped.
Gotcha.
No, it's called literally reading out of the book. You find a map to a place that should not exist. That's right. All it says.
You went on to describe plant life and possibly continents and...
You see no palms or cacti on the map.
Should we go fight the people at the campfire then?
Yeah.
Scarv just screams and runs.
Rampage.
You see a woman in a hooded cowl. Sort of a hooded tunic.
It's a tunic.
Long dark hair, dressed in a gunny sack with armholes.
So she's wearing
a potato sack
with a hood.
Yeah. Okay. She kind of just puts up a hand and smiles.
Are these your plants?
Yes, I grow them.
Why? Why here?
Because in darkness there should be beautiful things.
It seems awful pointless.
In war there should be peace, in hate there should be love, in darkness there should be light.
That sounds like circular bullshit.
You cannot have one without the other, you see.
I've walked through this whole cavern and not seen a single day of plants, so I don't feel like, yeah, that seems sort of unnatural.
That's actually a full statement.
We saw a plant that brought the undead back.
You did see flowers.
In a vase. Like, that's different.
Some of those flowers look pretty similar.
Okay.
Did you know the family upstairs? Or the other room?
I did not.
Did you boogie trap your flower to bring them back to attack people?
I did not.
In fairness, they didn't attack. do you know the old man? Just catatonic?
I've seen him. I do not know his name. He does not speak.
Doesn't move much either.
I believe he wishes for friends to join him. He wishes for people to sit at his table. He wishes for something more. My name is Lesti.
Do you use magic to bring the vegetables and plant life to life? Like, where's the moonlight come from?
She kind of looks back at the greenhouse and looks back at you and says, is this not normal?
Well, I mean, there was a crystal demon that stole my magic. That's not normally normal, so just wondering. Yeah. Just kind of was like, hey! And then sucked my life force and left.
She says, is this not natural? And then something else came up.
And then I said the crystal demon.
The crystal demon, yeah.
Sucked him off.
She says, a demon, where?
In the same room as your flower. From a book on the bookcase.
Ah. I know not much of books, but I know plants.
Leather-bound pages, writing, books.
Yes, I know what books are. I do not read
you
them.
You prick.
I like how, like, all of his characters are toned down William Shatner. Yes, I know books, but I do not read them.
Something in the greenhouse, some thing.
On the outside
she says,
of the glass.
She says, please, if you will, sit for stew. As she stirs up a pot that is above the campfire, you see she's stirring some kind of food. It doesn't smell bad. It's food.
Is that stew?
Do the other people look like they're zombified sitting there?
They appear slightly catatonic, yes. She says, away with you. Make room for our friends. And the three of them get up and kind of just walk off. She
walk
says,
off
please.
Where?
Arbitrary direction.
Well, we're in a tunnel, right? So there's
No. You are in a room. You walk through a tunnel into a room where there is a greenhouse and a campfire.
Right.
Right. And are there other exits besides the tunnel from which we came?
Not that you can see, at least, no. This actually is probably the largest room you've walked in.
So like a massive underground cavern.
I wouldn't say massive, but there is definitely darkness along the edges where if there were doors you would not see them.
Large enough that three people can walk away from a campfire and disappear?
Seemingly.
Okay.
Maybe not disappear entirely, but at least go into slight shadow. But upon her command, they stand and walk away.
I'll walk the perimeter.
Does she have any scrolls in her belt?
She does not. You find no doors if you're walking the perimeter. This appears to be... the only exit to this room appears to be the tunnel you walk through. She says...
If I walk around, then those people have completely vanished.
No, they're just standing there. Like, they're like, literally just standing there.
Like Blair Witch faces against the wall kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's what they're doing. They're just not
that's what I would have said
doing anything.
I'll walk up to one and poke him.
You poke him.
I just wondered if he'd, like, deflated or something.
Nope. Whee! Nothing. No, just like the old man, kind of catatonic, no response. Wearing very ragged clothes and, you know, just standing there.
I don't know that I want to be here anymore.
She says, please, will you sit and have stew with me?
No, thanks. I already ate.
I understand. Will you?
Will it turn me into one of those?
And she looks over and says, I don't think so. They've been here a very long time.
I'll sit and eat.
You sit. She makes you a bowl. What about your female friend? Will she be with us?
I don't know. She makes her own decisions.
Hey, woman, sit.
Sit.
Go on, eat this stew.
I knock an arrow.
Do you sit and eat, or do you stand?
Yeah, the Blair Witch thing kind of creeped me out from the moment I thought it, and then I said it, and now I'm more creeped out.
You don't have much food on that character sheet.
That is true. I do not have much food on said character sheet. I think I'm going to go look at the greenhouse some more while Schroeder eats the food.
Okay. You can walk through the greenhouse. Schroeder.
Yeah.
Roll a fort save or die.
Sorry, tomb, if I will. Roll a d6.
5.
You gain back HP to your max.
Okay.
Nice.
You cannot go over your max. I believe you lost, what, 1 or 2 earlier?
2.
Okay. You suddenly feel great.
Okay.
And then suddenly feel terrible. She tries to converse with you, and as you respond, you realize your responses are slurred, and you're unsure why. As you sort of stagger a little, even sitting, you sort of begin to waver back and forth a little bit. Maybe not lightheaded so much, but as if you were very drunk.
Okay.
And she says, I'm trying to turn the gutworm against the Fletcher, you see. The Fletcher, the cannibal, the warlock. He rules this place. But we also must feed, you see. This is not but a stew. This is a way of life.
Knocking of arrow intensifies.
You are in a green room nowhere near this campfire. As she says, my hosts must feed. As she yells the word attack.
So,
initiatives. I roll a 2. They get to go first. You hear the word, score. If you hear the young woman yell the word attack from the green room, I will say it will take you a round to get back.
What is the penalties to said thing?
Oh, thank you.
Am I
attack and defense has a -2.
What's my status?
Am
I infected? Am I drunk?
You're not infected. If there was a, we'll call it poisoned, I guess, because there's not really a thing in this game like D&D has. Essentially, you're poisoned. You're taking a -2 to your attack and defense rolls.
Is there a way to heal that?
Overtime. It's not permanent. It's just overtime.
So a life, essentially, a life elixir wouldn't fix it?
No. Essentially, for this combat, you have a -2. Well, what's the life elixir do?
You still had a +2 from 30 minutes ago?
That is a fair point.
Yeah.
We'll call it even. But you still are slurred.
Can I use my omen to pass the roll and not be f***ed up?
That is what omens are for, correct?
Yeah, then that's
you
what
absolutely
I
will.
Yeah.
Yes. You can use your omen. That negates one of your, is it 2 omens for the day?
Yeah.
Then you pass the roll, then therefore you are not slurred, you are not f***ed up. But you get a weird taste in your mouth, and she thinks that that's where you are. You're okay. At. Because her intent is to f*** you up for her hosts to kill and eat you, as they are cannibals. Initiatives still occur. I rolled a 1, therefore my creatures, or in this case, the 3 hosts, go first. Please roll initiatives.
8.
2. 2. Nope, 3. I forgot. I keep thinking it's a -3. It's a -2.
One of them comes at Schroeder. Please roll defense. They are wielding small knives.
14.
That will pass. Troy, you were standing there.
Yeah.
One will attack you. Please roll defense.
Just tell no and boop it on the nose.
I had an agility, right?
Yep.
16.
You also evade. Because Sforn is no longer present, one will attack you, assuming you have eaten enough to be fucked up.
Okay.
So please roll defense the second time.
I fumbled.
You fumbled. That's really bad.
You get a free attack.
That is very bad.
Or you can use an omen.
I could. I'll omen it.
Well, it's actually, it's got more connotation to that because you're wearing armor, are you not?
I can just re-roll.
Yeah. You can use an omen if you wish.
Yeah, I should have said that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Use your omen then. You can use it to re-roll. You can use it to, you can negate an entire attack, I believe, right?
Minus no, D6 damage.
You can negate a crit or fumble.
Crit or fumble.
Yeah. That's what I said initially, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah, then that's, yeah.
So which would you like to do? Completely re-roll?
I mean, it does the same thing either way, doesn't it?
Well, no.
If I don't.
The negation of the fumble, he'll still get the attack if you re-roll
you're just
the defense.
A chance.
Yeah.
The difference is I don't fuck up your armor on a fumble if you negate the fumble.
Gotcha.
Because if you fumble, your tier on your armor goes down.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying. No, the tier on the armor goes down if you crit an attack. It has nothing to do with the defense.
When you fumble, it is a crit attack.
You take
a fumble in defense. The PC takes double damage, and the armor is reduced a tier.
Gotcha. I was looking at the other
one. So if you wish to negate the fumble, then you will just take the
standard. It doesn't matter if I reroll and I don't fumble, then it's the same, right?
Well,
right.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't matter. Yeah. Either way, both of them are gone. The entire like critical portion of this is gone.
The critical portion is gone. Do I still succeed in damaging you?
Yeah, you do still succeed.
Okay. Two.
And I roll I have a minus D2.
So roll a D2.
Two.
So then you negate both.
Yep,
you take no damage.
Yep.
And
that should be their turn.
Top of the order, then. Troy.
That's me.
You can enter this round, Cody.
I'm going to attack the lady.
You're attacking the lady, Lesty?
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
You have four omens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he rolled real good.
Ulrich ain't playing.
Yeah. Ulrich's pretty fucking tanky.
Yeah.
Did you do damage?
No.
He's debating doing
debating.
Something.
Or did you fumble?
No, I just...
Neither one.
It was a low roll.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to re-roll.
Take an omen.
That's better.
That'll hit.
He almost critted.
I presume that hits?
Yeah, yes. It was a 19 on the die.
Yeah, that'll do.
See, what I wanted to do was hit the first time, and I was going to use an omen to max it.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But now do I want to do that? I still don't know what awaits us.
It's up to you. You've just been given a name of someone you've never heard of.
Yeah. But so how many other people were there?
Four total.
You've been given two names.
There's four people who are fighting?
There are four foes, yes. Yeah. Lesty initially did not get up to attack anyone. The hosts did, but you did attack her, so that's fine.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to use another omen for max damage, so she takes 8.
She did. She has no armor.
She's wearing a potato sack.
Does not count as armor.
Oh.
HP 5, morale
doesn't,
4,
doesn't
no armor.
Isn't that what you're wearing?
Yeah.
Battle axe.
You take the battle axe, you lop off her head, and she drops. The hosts, that she as she called them, look at her and look back at you guys and seem not to give a fuck.
Worth a shot.
Shredder.
Nope. It's not a fail, but no.
It's not a fail.
Or not a fumble.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Scorv, I just assumed that you were moving in on your last turn, so you are now in the room if you wish to be.
Yeah.
Yep. You may now act. There are three hosts and one dead young woman.
I shoot one of the hosts with an arrow.
Go for it. It's a presence check, if that's what you're looking for.
No, I'm just trying to decide what happens.
Did he fumble?
Did you crit or fumble?
I fumbled, but I'm all the way across the room, so I don't know that anything terrible is going to happen to me. So I'll let it ride.
Still, it's a fumble, so bad things happen.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
It says on a fumble attack,
your weapon is broken or lost.
I have one open. I'm not wasting it on this, so.
Okay.
My weapon is broken.
Okay.
Twing!
Your weapon is broken. It's like a first time using it, and I got pencil on it all over it. I'm kind of mad about it.
Child.
Sorry. It's their turn. One of them turns to Scorv and heads that direction. The other will attack Toong. Please defend.
I failed the defense.
Okay. 2 points. Once again, you may...
Armor says no.
Armor says no. One will then attack the tank. Sorry, I don't know why I just rolled.
You got it.
3 points.
Armor says...
What is your armor? You got medium or you
yeah.
got...
Yeah,
okay. Medium.
Two is blocked.
So then you take one hit.
Does your shield do anything for you?
It takes one off.
Oh.
Yeah, he rolled a one.
Troy, top of the order.
I will attack the one that attacked me.
Go for it.
That is a miss.
What's your plus to strength?
3.
Mm. You rolled a 12?
Hmm? I rolled a 6.
Oh, I thought it was a 9.
I'm saying, yeah, DR is 12, so yeah. If it's at least 12, it hits.
the sure. 9's angled at me, so I just thought it was a 9. Like a dumbass.
Toom, please do something.
Toom.
They put these dots on here, Schroeder.
I can't see it from over here. Nope. Because I also rolled a 6.
Nada.
So I rolled a 7. See, they put those lines on.
It's 1.
Another fumble?
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Did you have another weapon? Or are you going unarmed with that attack?
No, I have another weapon.
It, too, is either lost or broken. You either drop it or you break it.
Okay.
You drop it. Okay. It's still there.
Okay.
Top of the... Or no, sorry. It's their turn.
No, it's not the order.
Please defend, Cody.
That's 3 ones in a row.
Jesus. Sure you don't want to use that omen?
Nope.
Okay. In that case, it's 2 times the damage, which is 4 total.
Okay.
You may use your armor to defend some of that.
Yeah, I mean, it takes off a d6. I reduce 5 of the 4 damage.
Good, but your armor is also reduced 1 tier. Basically, you have tier 2 armor, so from now on it is a d4, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it damages your armor, but you still take no damage. Shorter.
Nope. What? It's a 7.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, okay. You thought it was a 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a 7, so.
2 damage again.
2 damage blocked.
No, yeah. 1 damage blocked.
Was it 1?
Yeah.
Then you take one. Then you will take 1 HP damage. Troy?
Goddamn crack dice. Yeah, 12.
That will defend.
I'm not sure I've landed an attack.
So now it's attack time?
Yep.
Yep.
Sweet. I hit it.
Yeah. Here come the hits.
6.
Nice. Cleave him in twain.
You hit this one before?
I don't think any of them has been hit.
Oh, that was her. That was who hit.
Yeah. I took her head off.
He is staggering.
I don't need to know what he looks like.
Just gorgeous man.
He's actually very gaunt and looks like he's dying.
Miss.
Okay.
You need to punish those. Teach them a lesson.
I've rolled 3 7s
Double
in a row.
No.
You got a 2?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not a fumble.
That's right.
You miss. Cody, defend.
16.
There you defend. Go. Schroeder, defend.
Nope. Roll 5.
Another 2. I can only roll 2s on a d6.
Nope. I rolled a 4. So it's 2 damage blocked.
Okay. Troy.
I defended.
You defend. Troy, top of the order.
We just have to survive and let Troy kill them all.
3 damage.
That one's dead. Schroeder.
fucking roll better. I yelled at the
dice. I rolled
dice,
three sevens in a row, then two fives in a row.
Get a different dice.
I've rolled four different
he's
dice.
He's rolled four different dice.
Roll them all.
That's all four.
Can I pick up my sword that was lost?
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, this one's different.
There you go. Number five.
I will cleave you in twain. I roll better than him.
Still not a 12?
No, still.
You still
little,
miss.
Little shy. Little
still miss. Shy.
I roll better than him.
Cody may defend.
Nat 20.
There you go.
Ooh, I think
that's a free attack.
Free attack.
Free attack.
You get a free attack again.
I pick up the sword, swing, miss awkwardly, parry, come back around.
One.
17 hits.
There it
do
is.
Some damage.
Oh! 6 damage.
Nice. It's staggered. Still standing, though. Schroeder.
Take off an arm.
19 on the defense.
You defend.
I lied. 17 on the defense.
You still defend. Top of the order is Troy, because you killed your skeleton. Which one are you going for, 2 or 3?
I'm going for the one at, Cody's, no, Schroeder's closer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll go to him. Hit for dos.
Okay. You hit that one earlier, right? So that one drops.
No.
No.
This one's not been touched. I didn't hit one earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that backwards.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
Wah, 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 wah.
Miss, I presume.
I rolled a 3.
Good game. Good show. Good show. The magician lost all his spells and now can't hit fuck all. not that I'm doing a
Schroeder
whole lot.
Is going to be the one to hero this thing at the end,
100%.
Though.
Unfortunate. That's an 11.
Nope.
Yeah, the only rolls I've passed are defense rolls.
Hey.
Staying alive.
And rolling fours on that d4. Blocking 2 damage every time.
Roll to defend.
You're turtling. That's 12 to defend.
Defend
your attack.
Who's he attacking between the two of us?
He will turn to Troy.
Who casually puts a Girl Scout Thin Mint in his mouth. Crunching the whole time, had no idea what you said.
Get fucked.
Defends. Troy's top of the order.
Get fucked.
Trogdor!
7 damage.
That one does drop finally. There's one left on.
Just gotta survive for you to kill it.
One left on Grady. Schroeder, it is your turn.
I will go try and help Grady.
Okay.
You're like the little brother who just keeps holding his arms over his head, waiting for Big Bro to come over and kick the guy's ass.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Then sends over him. Yeah, that's what I said.
What, bitch? You got knocked the fuck out.
Nope.
I rolled an 11.
I saw it was 2 digits, so I was like, maybe.
The only 2-digit roll that I could make and not hit.
I rolled morale. They give no fucks. Keep going.
I rolled an 18.
That hits. Roll some damage.
There's not
2.
A, there's not that, a they at this point.
Yeah, that will kill it. You have felled all the foes.
Good job, guys.
You're welcome to loot corpses if you want.
Yeah.
They're actually corpses to loot for a change.
There's 4 of them. We can
roll
all loot
2d6s. Corpses.
6, 6, 6.
65.
Number of
65 silver.
God damn it.
61 to a 66 is silver.
Okay, then I'm not going to take anything 60.
36.
36. You find a tortured pixie with torn off wings and gouged out eyes.
Jesus Christ.
It's the only thing metal about this game so far.
Hello?
It squeaks.
Help me! Help me! I go to the next one.
35.
You got a 35. You find a note with all of your names and one name crossed out.
What's the name?
Scorv.
Interesting.
31.
They got something against me because I don't have a penis or what?
No, you owe money.
It could be.
Yeah. You find a map. To a weak but wealthy family house.
Okay.
All right, so we did the side trek. What do we want to do now? Do we climb out of the pit or do we go the other way?
Thank you for listening. You can find us online at RancorsBrothel.com, the Facebook page Fans of the Rancor's Brothel.
Rot Black Sludge, written by Pell Nilsson.
Music by Jason Shaw.